Blog Talk Radio.
Intro.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and I feel I need to mention that we just don't handle love issues. No. We handle just about everything.
Yeah, that is something we forget to mention.
Yeah.
Because I think you talked about it yesterday. We had a new caller.
Yeah.
Talked about, you know, the type of questions she asked, mentioned the word love doctor. It's like, you know what, that's true. And you had to tell her, well, that's, you were given that.
Yeah, it's branding that happened. Oh, my God. 1996.
It was.
On AOL.
Yeah, it was almost, 30 years ago, right?
Seriously?
Yeah. Almost. Like 20, 25, 26 years ago, basically, yeah. And you used it for so many years, it stuck.
And it did. Mm-hmm. And at times when I have tried to change, you know, just be who I am, people have not taken so kindly to it. This is how they know me. So this is how it stays.
And Jaylen's here.
Hey, Jaylen. Glad to have you.
Welcome.
And if please excuse us, we have seasonal allergies, something awful.
Probably shouldn't even say it anymore.
No, because I'm
coughing
a lot.
But we always do. You always. It's one of those things. It's like saying hi. I guess we still do that too. But.
Well, I don't think if you listen to the radio as
the radio,
you don't hear your favorite announcers hacking away during their shows, sneezing and everything else.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, we don't know what they did. They probably mute themselves maybe right before they do it. Because they're on this kind of deal. They all have their own little mics, you know, the headsets and the mics. So they probably just push a button or something and mute it when they got a hack.
Oh, maybe they do.
They have the advantage. The blog talkers, if they're listening that don't know, we're also broadcasting on Facebook Live. So we can mute all we want, but people are going to see us do stuff. And we're using one microphone, so we'd have to mute the whole show if one of us feels like we need to hack and sneeze. It's like, That ain't going to fly. All right, back to you, Miss Deborah.
Well, first, a little aside here. We went out this afternoon before we started doing show prep. We went out and saw the new Top Gun Maverick movie. And if any of you liked the first Top Gun, please go see this one. I'm not happy with how a lot of the reviewers have been kind of chopping away at it. I thought it was actually a better movie than the first one. There was a more depth to the story, and the music was beautiful. And what, the love story is not all syrupy.
Look at the gap in the years between the two movies. That's usually unheard of for a sequel.
40?
You got a whole generation of people, moviegoers, that probably never saw the first one. Maybe they went and watched it so they could go watch the second one. You don't really need to, because they backtrack enough if you never saw the first one to be okay.
One thing that was really interesting is that Tom Cruise appeared in front of the cameras before the movie started.
That was cool.
And he was explaining, hey, the fighter planes are all real. He said the G's were pulling. All real, and you can tell that, I mean, his eyes just got, like, bulgy when they were doing the, what is that?
Yeah, they weren't doing, in real life, he wasn't doing those numbers, but, you know, they put in the G's.
But they actually went in the planes, and they were filmed.
Yeah, you could tell the ones that are filmed, and then you could tell the ones where they're doing crazy stuff, that's CGI, because that's the world we live in today. You know what? You're not going to take an F-18 flip it sideways and fly between bridge pylons. Navy's not going to want that for their pilots or their plane to get the kaboom if they screwed up. But anyway, it was good. It was cool. It was more action than the other one.
Yeah, and very entertaining.
The other one was more comedy, story, plot, character stuff, things going on. And this one had actual action, combat, a lot of combat.
It really did. So if you like watching movies where...
You had a lot of combat.
Pilots are dogfighting.
And there was serious combat the last, like, half hour or so. There was some stuff going down. We won't want to be spoilers. So it helped is that the old Jurassic Park opened up this weekend, so that helped empty out the theaters.
Oh, God, there was like 10 people
in there. Yeah, that was awesome.
In there.
Because they had, like, Jurassic Park was going on, and one of the theaters, you got three theaters, one of them's 3D and all that. So it's like, oh, yeah. Thank you, Jurassic Park, for helping us out there.
Oh, yes, I agree.
I'm not one of those people, like, there's some people that just are so fanatical, they'll actually go to that midnight showing.
Yeah.
Or at least the first weekend. It's like, I'm not going the first weekend to any movie that's really popular and super good, because I'm not dealing with that crowd. I don't need to. That movie will not change in a week or two from now.
And so often people bring young children. And a lot of times,
especially to the midnight showing, remember?
Yeah, past their bedtime.
Because they didn't want to go spring for a babysitter.
Well.
But what is what it is. We preach all we want, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, if you like the first one, you're going to love this one. So please try to go out there and see it.
Yeah, and our goal is next weekend, hopefully the Jurassic Park will empty out a little bit, and we'll go catch that.
Yeah. I actually cried a couple times. There's some moments in this movie that'll really get you down deep. So with that said...
Yeah, we could probably talk about the shoe now. Really good shoe, really good shoe.
Remember, those of you who are listening and those who are watching us on Facebook Live, on the Psychic Love Doctor show page.
Yes.
We are only using an ordinary deck of playing cards.
Poker.
Yeah, basically. I could feel out hands right now.
But you prefer poker, but it doesn't have to be poker.
Mm-mm.
As long as it's an ordinary 52 playing card deck, right? It could be the skinnier, what are they, the bridge size?
Sure.
If you like that.
The trouble is, if you buy those real El Cheapo ones, a lot of times the face cards are not looking the direction they should be in.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't know that the people played with that.
Yeah, and I've had to tell students when I've been teaching them in the past, I appreciate you only had to pay $1 for this deck, but you really need to go get yourself... a deck of bicycles.
You stick with the two big names, Bicycle and Hoyle.
Yeah.
Whatever your preference is, you're not going to go wrong. And if you're serious about this and you want to get economy, you could probably buy a box of them.
And you could go to the Dollar Tree. They sell boxes of casino cards.
They still do that?
Yeah, and you can tell because
they drill the
edges click.
Oh, they do the clip there. Okay, because the ones I've seen have the holes drilled in them. Okay, I got you.
But I would recommend.
Hey, Summer.
Who's here?
Summer.
So I would recommend, though, if you buy those casino cards, remember they've been played for gaming and betting and that kind of thing.
You think that has an effect?
Well, I don't take a chance. When I bought them, I will sage them, cleanse them.
That's not even worth it then.
Well, it's not a big deal. You light some sage and you know.
I don't want to light shit. I want to open deck cards and play with it. What do I got to light stuff? I'm just going to buy a brand new deck that's never been touched by human hands since it's been packaged.
Would somebody please come and marry him so you could give him beatings daily? Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. I firmly believed that the fact that it's been used for some, maybe satanic purposes, I don't know. I'm not going to roll the dice. Why am I going to take any chances and believe that sage will cure all? I'm getting new deck.
Well, it does come down to beliefs, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
Yeah.
It does indeed.
So
indeed it does.
Here's the thing. I get very attached to a deck, and he has seen me where practically they're all worn out.
Regular card players that play a lot of
they don't want to do that either.
They get so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They're soft. They don't go flying. There is a certain point when you've got to little taps and say goodbye to that deck.
True.
We used to, plus as children, sometimes they even got the money. We got people laughing. Maybe I need a reading. I need more than a reading.
I tell him stuff. And he actually used to give, booty call readings. we would be on an animated, what was it, Visa?
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the Visa, I didn't remember that kind of reading.
It started like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay,
I
don't have that kind of memory.
And he gives women the straight scoop.
Right, we don't sugarcoat anything.
No.
But anyway, back to the cards. As children, if you really are in love with a deck, there is a thing you can do. And it's getting all sticky. Who knows what happened? Put them in a little the old school paper bag, a little lunch bag. Put some baby powder in there. That'll sometimes take care of the stickiness.
You could also buy washable.
Oh,
throw them in the washing machine.
That sounds out of control.
I've got a deck. The only thing is, to me, shuffling them, they're like shuffling nothing.
It has to be a different consistency to be able to withstand
the really
freaking water.
Really thin.
All right.
So I think we've covered that.
Talked about playing card dynamics. This is playing card dynamics 100, right?
Well, it's interesting how every little thing, you know, there's details and there's important details and minutiae, all right? I think this is more important details. My kids grew up knowing we don't play with mommy's cards. So I would give them one of those, you know, Dollar Tree card decks. But they knew not to touch these. I just didn't like people playing games with them.
Plus, there's a good chance that some will go missing, and you won't know.
Yeah.
You won't know if you don't count them. There's no kid, there's no young children anymore, so she doesn't have to count them every single time she uses them. But.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Deb.
What have we got?
We got a lot of viewers here.
We've got
and,
people coming in.
Oh, there's a plenty of people
glad
watching. We got phone callers, so you can start your real intro now that we tap danced around the start of the show. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Little vaudeville for you. All right, Deb, go ahead. Start your normal discussion about cards and all.
I thought we just
intro.
Did.
Did you?
Well, I said it's ordinary playing
cards. Oh,
okay. Card.
I'm sorry. It was on me.
There's other methods out there that use playing cards. There's...
Or cards, not necessarily.
Period,
playing.
Right.
There's a lot of card cards.
I didn't study any of them. I wanted to keep personal prophecy as pure as I could.
Pure as the virgin snow.
Pretty much, yeah. So that if I'm giving, say, Summer a reading, I'm not all of a sudden reciting something that I learned about tarot. But they do say that this deck, our deck, came from the first tarot deck. Has an upper, the major and minor portions to it. I've tried to learn it. I did once just to see. I thought it was so complicated, I just gave it up. Yeah, that was a long time ago. So
a long, long time
ago. The other thing is, please remember, what you are given as insight in a reading is about potential. And potentially, most things will actually come to pass. However, we use the tools of choice and change when we are doing readings to help you navigate your path. So, you know, a lot of times card readers will say, you've got this gloom and doom ahead for you. Well, I may see that too, but I help you to avoid it by being aware of it. Knowledge. Oh, a lot of times with men, especially, I'll find that they're reckless when they're carrying things or something pertaining to their car, and I'll give them like a cautionary note. Oh, by the way, please be careful. I see that if you trip soon when you're at work carrying a load of something that you likely could fall. And they don't believe me till it happens. It actually happened a couple times. So that's what we'll do. I won't just say, well, John, you're looking at a broken leg coming up. You know, it's because there's more to that.
Right. Sometimes all you can see is potential injury. You can't narrow it down. It's going to be your left shoulder. You can't like necessarily isolate it down to that. You just say it could be bad, might be bad, you know, blah, 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 that type of thing. What the hell are you doing during the show?
Nothing. I am nothing. I'm right here with you.
She got ADD times 1,000. Anyway, I think she's done, and she kind of started out with a little bit of a disclaimer, and I'll start
yeah,
off by expounding on that, is that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Right.
And basically what she was talking about, type of things that she has seen, also means that you should not get a single reading probably not even a bunch of readings before you start making holy crap life-changing decisions. And I'm gonna move to the other side of the globe, and I'm gonna sell everything I own and divorce and disinherit everybody, and I'm gonna be this person living in a cave.
Exactly.
So it's like part two of what she was saying too about the cards. Just want to let the caller know, and I've been talking. We have a caller that I'm pretty sure is also on Facebook. So let them know you're gonna be numero uno once we get through our interview stuff. You know what? Let's do this before I talk about the numbers. This almost, when we first started talking about it, we didn't really have anybody here.
Right.
The name of the show is the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Now, what she basically said, that show kind of got branded on her back in the early days of the internet in the 90s, and she did it for so many years, Love Doctor, that she stuck with that. But that's just you can ask anything about anything, career, friends.
Well, and if you break down the words, psychic, if you look in the dictionary, the word psychic means to know, all right? Then there's love. Well, love is the most powerful energy in the universe. You know, it restores all, heals all. It's really a big life changer for us all. And the word doctor, believe it or not, means to teach. Now that blew my mind.
Okay, I've never actually looked that up in the dictionary before because I kind of knew that ever since I was an infant. Well, not an infant, maybe a little bit older.
But it was AOL that scouted me out. I would often, when I was bored, go on. Remember when they had, they're probably too young to
remember. They probably like AOL.
The old chat rooms.
AOL what?
That's
what they're saying, yeah.
And they found me there and offered me this job.
The big picture is, and we understand, we heard that, as a matter of fact, somebody from yesterday, when you first, an average person looked at it, it's a Psychic Love Doctor show, means it's an entire show dedicated to some kind of reading, psychic love stuff. No, you can ask anything you want about any subject. No subject is off limits at all. None.
How does your pet feel about you? Your boss.
Yeah, do you see maybe my daughter having a kid soon? They're having troubles at conceiving, you know. And we understand, and I'm glad that she asked.
I'm glad too.
Yeah, and it's good. And maybe we should start saying that and as part of her intro.
Probably. Remember, there's no stupid question.
Right.
So if you have something you're wondering, do you do this too? Ask us.
Sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, and there is.
Yes, we do. Is that
We were already
Emily?
Discussing this already.
Okay.
That's why I got into that discussion.
Do
everything.
Asking, do we do career reading?
Well, that's why I said everything.
These cards are amazing when it comes to, navigating. There's two things here that I differentiate in my book that teaches you this method. Almost all of us have at one time or another had a J-O-B. That's the work you do. That gets the bills paid, that buys food, you know. And the other one is your career. A career is more of a calling, you know. I think that you can tell. There's a big difference. And a lot of people want to make the transition from job to career. And that's when the cards can be very good. All right there, James. What do we got?
We got nothing because I have to talk to people about how to talk to us.
Yes.
First, the primary method is calling in 515-602-9676. I should probably say it so you can actually dial it.
I don't think we're having sex on the show, Jim.
Yeah, it's not the Psychic Sex Doctor Show.
No, that's right.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. That will get you into the platform we use, which is Blog Talk Radio. You will be told that you're going on hold, and you will go on hold. And you'll hear the show. It's all good. We physically see all the numbers on a list. You're not going to get forgotten. And if you get dropped, that's just internet/cell phone world. That happens all the time. Just call right back. It's all good. It's all good. It's not like you're calling. Like, I've been on hold with the IRS for 3 hours, and my phone died. It's like, oh, I got to go back to the – yeah, no, it's all good. Just call right back. You're going to be good.
It's all good.
And then you'll be on hold while you wait because I'm sure that I don't want to say her name because every time I'm 100% sure I know who this is. I'm wrong. When we finally say, hey, you're on the Psychic Love Show, get off the speakerphone if you can, unless you're driving, laws, safety, and all that stuff. Speakerphone, Bluetooth can be weird on our end by the time it goes through all the internet channels that it goes through. it would be great if you could stop multitasking, because everybody multitasks with our waiting on hold too. Please sit down, relax, moving around, movements and background noise, all that stuff. By the time it comes out, our little speakers here in another state, it's also good all the time. So please do what you can do to make it a good reading. Otherwise, sometimes it's not like very common, but sometimes it gets to the point where we just can't do it. There's just no communication.
We'll have to let you go.
Just gonna let you go and say, try back. Maybe it'll be
a better
connection. Better. That's what that is. And now, also, you can Skype into those phone numbers. We've had a couple people that, on and off, we haven't heard from one of them for a while, but we get Skypers that can Skype into the phone number. You can Skype into an actual phone number. I didn't know that until we started doing this.
Yeah.
I learned it.
You can't call 911. That I do know.
Yeah, because it doesn't know where to go.
No.
Yeah, it's like 911 where. Okay, all right. And next method can't call in, and it's very common for our international folks, is Facebook Messenger. But, and kind of stipulate that when we do our post on Facebook Live, but Blog Talk folks wouldn't know this, you can Messenger Deborah Lee on Facebook. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee, not the show page. And when you do so, only do so when we ask. Don't just Messenger when, hey, I'm ready to go. We might have to hang up on you for doing readings or doing stuff, because it doesn't have an automatic hold system. We don't have a button we can say hold. I wish they would add that, but they don't. It's free. What are you going to do? So
this is the
don't.
Facebook portal Messenger. I don't know. I guess it's Facebook's product.
I think it is Facebook's product. It's the platform we use for Messenger.
It's come down in price, and I'm not an affiliate or anything.
I mean,
but if you've been interested, it's worth the $100.
If you Messenger a lot, especially because a lot of people do with their close family members that are not reachable, you know, any other way. And you don't want to just call on the phone. You can just sit down and talk.
You can go out on the internet.
It's got tons of apps. It's got
a
camera better than your average tablet, laptop, a little panoramic camera thing. And it kind of follows you a little bit if you're on there by yourself.
It's got a fish lens. Right?
Fish eye lens.
Fish eye lens. So it will follow you.
It'll try its best to you, as long as you don't go too far.
But if you call on here, it'll be faced toward me.
Sure, and you can use audio or video. It doesn't matter. Nobody will see it except us, just to let you know.
Okay.
All right, and we went through the phone, went through the messenger, and the last method is, and it happens, we got people on here all the time that are viewing us and typing, but they just can't call either one. We will turn to you folks if we have no messenger and phone people. And then I'll say, hey, type your question, and we'll talk to you just like you're here. There's delays involved, 20, 30-second delays. But that's the way, that's the name of that tune. All right, let's get to it, to the most patient woman live.
Who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone? This is 614 Ohio. I believe it is Emily, is it not?
Yes, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Is this your first time call? I think it is, right?
Yes.
How did you find us? Just on Facebook?
Yes, I just searched on Facebook.
That's cool, and I recommend, if you haven't, like, follow, whatever they call it. It's like the Love Doctor Show, because you'll get notifications. We go multiple shows a week, and that way you'll be notified.
Yeah. All right, well, Miss Emily, please tell me what brings you to the show.
Sounds like you were interested in career-type stuff. What you got? What would you like to know?
Yeah, give me a little to go on in terms of details,
sure,
so I can feel a sense of familiarity with you and your cards, and then we'll look at your question.
Okay. I'm just not sure what to do for a career. I'm 20 years old, and I tried college and dropped out of college because I didn't know what to do for my major, and so I'm just wondering what career I should do and if I should go to college or not.
Okay, you know, Emily, this is really a good question.
It's a super good question.
Especially at your age.
Because that is so common. So common. Because sometimes, you know, people get driven into their head, well, as soon as you graduate, you go to college. But not everybody's ready for one reason or the other.
And it doesn't fit everybody.
And some people are like, here I am in college. What the hell do I focus on for a major? And sometimes you can get around just taking a little poopy classes that you're going to need anyway. But if you're not even sure you can meet college, because you're like, you know what? maybe I don't want to go to college. Maybe I want to learn a skill. Maybe I want to do something business-minded where I can just open my own. And you
or
know,
creative.
Creativeness, art. I mean, yeah. I mean, so it is not, you should not be ashamed that you didn't know what to do at the age of 20. I don't hope you're not, but you should not be ashamed.
No.
Matter of fact, the smart move is not to play. You could go there and spin your wheels and take classes and not care about them and spend thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, look, I have one son that graduated from a very prestigious college, and his major was philosophy. And, I mean, I didn't want to, you know, like wreck his dreams, but I was thinking to myself, well, let's see. He could be a bartender. They philosophize a lot.
Yeah. I mean, really, and
or a docent at a museum.
It's probably a very interesting major, but you have to will it apply to the outside world in the job market, and that's what you don't think about.
So after he graduated, guess what he did? He went to an IT school.
Eventually, he bounced around, felt his way around because he didn't know.
Yeah.
And he went to IT school, and he's very successful and happy now. That I will say, even though that degree isn't something that nobody gives a poop about in the IT world, it's still a degree there. So that will help him as he moves along.
Well,
but,
right.
Yeah, but he still paid a lot of money for that.
Now, for you, Emily, here's what I think that would help tremendously is think of the things that you enjoy. That, for one thing, something that jumped in front for me about you is that you really are very compassionate, very caring. You're on the ball. You've got a lot of – this girl has a heart that's like the size of Texas, and yet she's really smart where she's got these analytical qualities. So a thought jumped into my head, what about nursing?
Well,
not a full – you know.
Right, and what a lot of people will do, and it's I think it's really smart, especially with the damn tuition prices and whatnot out there, is a lot of people will go, maybe I like this field, and they'll take a job related to that field, and they'll get a feel if I really like it or not.
And a lot of the places will put you
And then there's that, too.
They will put you through college.
Or at least help. Some of them offer some kind of educational assistance or not, but at least then you can get a feel for it. You don't want to, last thing you want to do is say, I love this. I got my 4-year degree, and then you go to it, and it's like, this blows goats.
Oh, I have a friend. She got a degree in children's education.
Oh, tech.
And she became a kindergarten teacher, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Young children's education.
Boy, that's a love-hate thing.
She hated every day.
Imagine that.
Well, for you, Emily, I really think that in the meantime, maybe just have – do you have a job at the moment? Are you employed?
No.
So you don't have to be? I mean, like, are you still at home or are you married or, you know, what's your
step? Oh, yeah, I'm living with my parents.
Okay, well, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that age at 20. 20 is not like 40. But in order, I know she's trying to find what her future will be.
She's trying to find herself.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, probably she start. Even it's just if taking jobs actually will actually get you there eventually.
I think so too.
Like think about like she's like Debs. I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah. I kind of like this helping people. So maybe get involved in an organization if it's physical or social services and just get involved somehow.
You don't have to marry the job.
Right. Get involved. Get a job. Just get your foot in the door, and then you'll see the people that have gone through the colleges, the ones that are, and you'll see. Yeah, this ain't for me after, or this is it, then you'll know what to go for.
And if you're feeling very creative and artistic, I have clients that are also hair designers. They went to the regular, you know, the regular route of becoming a, I'm trying to think of a good word, hairdresser?
Yeah, cosmetologist and beautician.
Yeah,
it depends on the field you get in.
Beautician is way 50s now.
Well, I don't know.
But they are winning awards. They're starting their own salons. I mean, you don't have to see the end game at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be college.
Get in the game.
Your career path, if every single human on this went to college, who the hell would be doing all the jobs that don't require college?
Well, they're saying now that college educations are top heavy out there in the world.
Oh, there's tons of people getting degrees and they're working jobs that you didn't need a degree at the beginning.
And yet
with.
They're crying for welders.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
technical people that have to have actual hands-on and a brain at the same time.
I want to give you this to help you to feel inspired, Emily. You are going to make the right choice. However, I feel it's going to be a couple years from now. And in the meantime, don't be too hard on yourself. You know, 20 is really, I remember being 20. You know, I didn't want to do anything except have fun.
I didn't give two squats about what my future was going to be.
No.
Couldn't give two shits. All I cared about was the party on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Friday, I can't wait. Friday's coming. Jesus, God. Yep.
So find ways to put some money in your pocket. It'd be different, of course, if your parents are really insistent
and we don't know.
That
we don't.
You get out into the world.
But I believe even if they're kind of like tapping their foot, giving you that look with folded arms, if you start getting jobs and exploring stuff, that will show them that, okay, she's trying some stuff out.
I agree.
And college doesn't have to be your future. It does not.
No, and the thing is, every job to me has its own degree of glory. Look at the people that clean restrooms for a living. Somebody's got to do that, you know. Think of the people that, just those menial jobs, hotel room cleaning.
But a lot of the, you know, the ones that do it for like a long period of time actually care about their job. And you can tell because they do it well. You walk into those rooms and they're beautiful.
Exactly. So, Emily, I hope this helps. All right. I think you also have a bit of a perfectionist in you. And
that can be a hurdle.
Coming from me, I'm one.
Yeah, that can be a hurdle.
Like, for instance, when you put a piece of paper in front of me, to me it's already perfect. And I'm going to make it imperfect by typing or...
There's a certain point where you have to trust yourself, right? Yeah, you got to, like, let it go.
And don't beat yourself up. Your path was not intending for you right now to be a college student.
Doesn't mean it won't be someday.
That's right.
So it doesn't mean it will never be. You might never be. It doesn't matter.
You might just go out and become your own business owner.
A lot of big bajillionaires out there that don't know anything about college. So it's not mandatory. It could be helpful depending on what you like to do.
I mean, a lot of people are getting promoted working for Amazon.
Other businesses, or they get involved in either their own business or somebody else. Hey, I have a startup business. Why don't you come do this for me? And all of a sudden you move up the chain with them quickly.
So kind of here's what I would say. Be a bit of a feather on the wind and
test
see
the water.
What comes to you. Yeah.
Test the water. You get a job. I want to try this field. And I was like, I kind of don't like this field. I'm going to give 2 weeks notice, go look for something else.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. That way, because you could go to college. Spend $4 bazillion on tuition, books, and all that other crap, and then may even get to like 3 years through it and say, God, this ain't it. I don't like it.
They graduate and there's no job.
Oh, that's a very good
possibility. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And if you really are focused on the money more, and a lot of people care about the money more than like what their heart wants to do because they can just have a hobby. There's some things that people have to have. Big picture, you have to have health.
Yeah.
I mean, we're driving cars. People are fixing cars, even if you don't have to go to college to do that. I mean, women want their hair done.
Yeah.
You can really be good
at
that.
You're bringing up really good points.
You think about all these different things that do not require college. There's things that always will be needed.
And there's tons of remote jobs.
People.
If you're interested in working from home.
People like to live in houses. Guess what? You got to build them to live in them, and you got to fix them.
Yes.
I mean, there's plenty of... Every single thing you can think of,
absolutely.
Somebody needs. People are out there, especially nowadays with all the crap going on. People are having mental issues. Not I shouldn't say mental. People are having issues where they
mental
need more.
Mental health issues.
Yeah, mental health, therapy. People are more aware now than they were themselves many years ago that they need help. So you got a lot of fields wide open.
And I hope that you will report back to us.
Yeah, don't be a first-timer ever
and
again.
And let us know how you're doing.
Sure.
You can get a reading every time.
You can only get one reading a show, but we do many shows a week.
So you can come on back, and if you find something that you're going to apply for, we can look at the cards, yes. and I can tell you what they're looking for.
You can ask any question yes. there is. And, she, yes. And I like that she asked about the love doctor thing and what she yeah. could ask. It's like, because we should start talking about the beginning of every show
I
from
think
now
we
on.
Really should.
Because we're so used to doing it, we forget that. We think everybody knows that you can ask anything, but a new person doesn't yeah. know that.
That's very true. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Emily, have a good evening.
Thank you for being patient while
and
you're on hold.
And a great week. Where is she calling us from?
From Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
All the way to Ohio. Little pretenders for you.
I liked people in the military when I was on active duty that came from Ohio and Pennsylvania. They're very normal. You know, it's normal. I thought you said that, too. Or did you like them from...
You know what? It doesn't matter wherever you're from. I was in the military. I was on carriers, which has the most humans on a ship there is. I've met people from my own state that I couldn't stand and met people from other states. You know, it's every state. Every, you know what? There's people for all aspects of life.
That is an avenue we didn't mention to her.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's just another. Yeah, there is.
They will give you an education.
There is. Yeah, that is an option. Yeah. I don't know if she's considered that, but yeah, that is true. That there is military and other organizations mm-hmm. you can join that'll train maritime world. If you really like yeah. being in the sea, you can join the Merchant Marines. The Coast Guard has a lot of programs where you can get licensed to go on the civilian ships you see going around the ports and stuff like that. There's programs, yeah.
I actually tried joining the Navy, but I failed. Boot camp because they found out about my mental health history, and I don't know if I should go back to the military too.
It's worth a shot. Well, and you know what they used to tell us? How does it go? They don't have to know everything.
It depends how if
yeah
either you tell them up front or you never mention it ever again. Ever.
Yeah.
But you're not hearing from us because we're not condoning yeah. anything. You know, like we don't have any inside info on anything.
Because we've known people that were into, say, smoking marijuana.
Or just whatever.
You just don't tell
us. Just whatever.
Yeah.
That did a lot of things. It's a tougher nowadays because there's so much electronic documentation than it used to be in the old days.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. You got nothing to lose by trying anything and failing.
Exactly.
Because those types of things, you don't pay money to go do it.
Mm-mm.
It's not like, oh, you pay money to go to the school. It's a tough one because you're paying cash to go to school. You're joining an organization like that, military, whatever, if it doesn't fly, it doesn't fly. You go back home and you start back where you were.
And, you know, they are starting to change a lot of policies since you were in the 80s.
Since anybody's been, yeah. They're no longer like the old school you see on TV anymore, Full Metal Jacket, those days. Even actually, when Full Metal Jacket came on, those days were already gone, a lot of the stuff they were doing.
Well, yeah, now that they integrated the, I don't know how to say all the alphabet, L.
It's like you don't have to identify with any sex.
Right. And there was a time there, well, there was Clinton's Don't Ask, Don't
Tell.
Well,
before that, there was like,
it was
can't be at all.
No, it was a witch hunt.
Zero tolerance. And then Clinton was like, well, we're not going to tolerate it as long as you don't tell us about it. Which is like advocating lying or hiding, but whatever.
So for Emily,
there was a transition period.
It, you know, there might be a waiver for this kind of thing, but
yeah, it depends.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, that was the Navy, and maybe something came out later. We don't want to know the details because it's personal and it's up to you. But you could try again, and you could say, all right, maybe it wasn't the Navy. Maybe it'll be somebody else. The Air Force is
go to a different recruiter.
Different recruiter, different, yeah, whatever.
I had a lot of fun in the Army. You make a lot of really good friends. What's happening here? Do we have other people?
We have we have nobody on our
okay.
phone hold, but we have Facebook Live here.
I just found Emily so fascinating. Emily, you've got to call back and tell us about your progress.
Because we were her back then.
Yes, we were.
We were her. Not all. Me and her were her. Some people aren't her. Some people went out of high school and already knew their path.
Well,
and
I
they
did.
Blazed it up.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying me
yeah.
and you were her. We had all the hell we do.
And you know, don't invest in a career that really doesn't make you happy, unless you're desperate. Okay, honey.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. Because it's one thing to take a job you might not like. I've taken
yeah.
plenty of jobs I didn't like,
yeah.
but I didn't invest in it.
of yourself.
I didn't
time,
or my
life.
Money. I didn't
yeah.
put tuition. I didn't pay books and all that crap. That's all right. I got this job, freaking hauling conduit pipe. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. The stuff weighs like 5 billion tons.
I didn't know you did that.
I worked for, yeah, I did all sorts of crap.
Yeah. I did too. I've held many, many jobs from catering.
Oh, yeah. I've done
to
all.
This.
I've done all
what
sorts
I do
of
know.
Crazy crap.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
All right, honey, you take care. We're
yeah, we have another
love
caller.
Talking to you.
Yeah, we appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And call
oh, you're so welcome.
Remember, like us, follow us on the Psychic
yeah,
Love
so
Doctor
you'll know
show
where
that you're,
we're
what you're viewing us on now, and then you'll get notified every time we go live.
Yes.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
And good luck to
so
you,
welcome.
My dear.
Thank
all
you.
Right, take care. Did you? Okay.
All right. We went well over the hump, so I will do my hump speech. So this, it's not like you would think. This is not a speech, real sex, the old days or whatever it was. The hump speech is that this reminder is our disclaimer. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Will yeah. Murray enjoys himself.
Yes.
We have, just for those that might be fretting a little bit, we have one caller on hold, and you're going to be next. Folks that are viewing us on the Psychic Lover Doctor show, live broadcast, if you're worried that you might not be able to get a read, do not depart. We don't have 1,000 people. Days are weird days. Last Sunday was kind of a big day, but
yeah.
every
it,
Sunday's
it changes,
different.
Right.
Every Sunday's, and we also threw this one together at super last minute. Super, super duper last minute. So it is what it is. All right. I think it is time to come to move on.
All righty.
All right. Here we go. We're going into area code 610. Our next caller, I believe, is in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Are
Pennsylvania
you not?
Pennsylvania or not?
Yeah, I'm in Pennsylvania.
Hello. How is your first name? I mean, what is your first name?
Shayna.
Dana?
Shayna.
Shayna.
Okay.
Have you called us before, Shayna?
I want to say a while, yes, it's been a while, though.
Okay.
Been a long, long time.
Because you do seem familiar to me.
To me also.
Okay, well, what is happening in Shayna's life?
Yeah, what do you got going on? What do you want
yeah.
to know?
I've been trying so desperately to, I'm concerned about my relationship, but I'm concerned about getting another vehicle, and I want to know, do you see anything happening for me as far as getting another vehicle?
Well, we can take a look at that, sure.
Yes, all questions are good questions.
And what's wrong with the one you have
do
now?
Do you currently have one that is like you're barely holding it together with scotch tape?
No, it was damaged by a hit-and-run dryer, and my insurance wouldn't pay for it, to make a long story short.
Okay, we won't delve into the insurance thing because we're not big fans of that business. All the insurance folks out there, we apologize for you being offended, but...
Yeah,
we all
yeah.
know about that gig. That's a good gig if you're in the insurance world. But anyway.
Kind of like dealing with the mafia.
It's money for nothing.
And your chicks for free.
I love the Dire Straits. But anyway, I mean, let's think about it. You have to have a big chunk of money to get in the insurance world because you have to help. Yeah, there's going to be claims, but it's like, oh, you filed a claim. I'm going to raise your rates. So I'm actually going to get your money back eventually.
Yeah,
we all know that. Yeah.
Did your rates get changed when you were leaving the studio every afternoon and a different lady would hit your car?
I did not. Okay. I did not get changed for that even because my car was stationary. Because, you know, sometimes if, if you're moving, they'll still give you a tiny little percentage. They'll go, you were there driving around, even though you're 100% at fault. Yeah, my car was stationary, so I never did get changed at all. But, yeah, okay. So the hit and run just devastated. It's done. You can't drive. Goodbye.
Never found him.
Never found them.
They found them?
No, I said they never
they
did.
They did.
Well, you know what, though? Remember this one thing, Shayna, regarding karma.
Karma.
He can run, but he can't hide. Karma will find him.
The guy from the cops.
And
he can't
it's
hide
sure
him.
To come true.
He can't hide by life coming full circle and giving him an elbow to the hip.
Sure.
10 years from now, 5 years now, whatever it is.
So... You
him
ought
or
to
her. We say try, him, but, you know, it's him or her.
Try to release it because, you know, the more that you, and of course it's maddening, you would just sit and kind of fester over this.
Well, it pisses you off. And you know what? We've all had minor hit and run stuff. Minor.
Were you hurt?
No, I wasn't inside the vehicle at the time.
It was it okay. parked like in bed, or you were just somewhere and it was parked and got nailed?
Yeah, it was somewhere parked and I had to.
That's very. That's where it mostly happens. Parking lot, grocery store. You come out and you're like, "Son of a biscuit! Look at that scratch! I can't say I've just been nice." Yep.
Well, I know that from looking at your cards right now, I feel that you are very bleak about the possibilities that you're going to get another car.
Yeah.
But you know what? You are. You are. It's definitely here for
okay.
you. Have you gone around and talked to any, like, used cars dealers or, you know, see what you could do?
Yeah. They keep not approving me.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, they're not approving her.
Oh, you want to, okay, so I see where you're going. Yeah, it is tough to buy a car where you have to come up with some money every month. Yeah. And you know what's sad is, I remember this being young, too. It's like, you know what? Why can't I go out and go to a place and get a car loan for a new car? That is like just a $1,500 car for $100 bucks a month. It's like, they don't want to deal with that.
No, they want
they,
you to go.
They
yeah.
want some kind of big chunk of change where it's going to be like at least $300 minimum. They don't want to deal with the people that just, I don't have a lot of money, but I need a car.
No, I have a son who works at a dealership here. And he's the guy that does all of the, what do you call it, the, like, finagling, the, he works with the numbers.
I thought that was, is he?
Yeah, Kyle often is able to help people in her situation.
She doesn't want that kind of payment that he, that,
oh,
that he does. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about. Well, maybe.
Something is here.
Sometimes
you
just, somebody knows somebody and somebody knows somebody and they have the right thing. I bought a car one time.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it was through AOL. A friend of a friend of a friend was like, you know what? I will take these payments every month and let
was
you drive.
Was that Honda that you drove?
Yeah, the Honda.
Oh, yeah. Good car.
And there was enough space between us, and we kind of did a verbal contract, and I paid them faithfully a certain amount every month. You know, I never could have got that through a dealer, but that's just one example. But anyway,
there are dealers out there that not, I mean, brand new car dealers. But I think
definitely can't do brand new.
They're saying here, these cards are saying that if you keep searching, you're going to get your answer. You will find what you can afford.
Google is your friend eventually.
I
think so,
too. You
got to be careful with the hits. Make sure you check them out very carefully. But, yeah.
Yeah. You got good cards. You are not a dummy either. So far, the ones that have called the girl before you, you guys are sharp. You have ingenuity.
She's a victim of circumstance.
She is.
As a no fault of her own, and that's what really pisses you off.
But that's why there's, and it is here. I think you'd like to just choke that guy.
Right, of
who
course.
Who did that to you?
all the cars in the parking lot, you had to hit this one. You could have hit some rich bastard's car that wouldn't have cared.
Mm-hmm.
No, you hit this one. Yeah, I'm with her.
But it's going to turn around for you. Mark my words. You just have
really
to connect. And there will be serendipity. And I know you think I'm talking about rainbows and unicorns, but I'm serious, Shayna. You're not gonna be, you know, hoofing your way around without a car for too long.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Keep the faith, honey. Keep it.
Sure. And you know, I as a very young person remember those scenarios.
That's just a shame that this is a person that had no character and no integrity.
Oh, quite often.
To leave a message.
Oh, very common. They probably had no insurance or
they
didn't have a license. They had something where they did not want to be found, or they're just assholes, could be just that simple too.
So we feel for you, but you are going to have a car. I'm not saying it could be a golden chariot, but I see a car.
When you were at the stage, you want to get to A to B. And if I got something to last me 6 months till I get the next car, then so be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you for calling us.
But she's in Pennsylvania, so she probably wants heat when winter comes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I drove a jalopy years ago that, speaking of heat, had no heat. The driver's door wouldn't stay shut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember? And I had to keep the windows rolled off.
I remember the days.
It had such a bad exhaust leak.
Yeah, I remember the days. I remember the days where we were living up north and they had
that
salt,
was in
salt
Minnesota,
on the roads
yeah.
and they were rusted. I remember the days of putting there was holes that I could see the ground on, so I had to put like pieces of wood in the driver. You do what you got to do to keep
you
it
too.
Going, because you know what, that gets you to your job, no matter how piece of crap that thing is.
You know something else? There are some good people, lots of good people.
Yeah, sometimes you run into some people like that.
If you could post a message, and I'm trying to think where you could do this.
You could make
next door. If that would be a really
neat. You could do a GoFundMe, possibly if you have some friends that will help be on your side with you. If you have some people
that
will help
you. That
they
can pass it along.
Yeah.
I'm serious. There could be man right now sitting at home.
Yep.
With a car that's sitting in the garage, and he would give it to
you. Like 3-4 years ago, about 5-6, the last 5-6 years, I just give him cars away. It's like
he does.
I mean, they're not like, oh, here's your Lamborghini or anything, man. But it's like, here's a good running car. I've had it. I've used it. I've paid for it. I don't want to sell it. Here, it runs.
Are you on Facebook?
I'm not on Facebook now. I just got on Facebook like the other day. I am on Instagram.
Oh, well, put your message up.
Yeah, you probably should start being more proactive on that.
I really feel there's going to be a guy coming forward who's going to help you out of the goodness in his heart.
She did text as an example.
And Nextdoor is a great
and there's other things similar probably, but we don't explore it a lot. But there's somebody who says, you know what, I could probably sell this thing for $500, but I don't need $500. Here you go. It worked.
Oh, right.
It works.
Yeah.
It's old. It's the blue book guy is this. Take it. Need it. Do what you got to do. You know what? And if anything else, give it back to me when you're done, when you get a new car.
Right. I really think you're going to connect. Because I see this working out for you in a really blessed way. So have faith in that, really. I think it's going to go great for you. Find places to put a post up or share it, you know, send it out amongst your friends. That you're in need of a car.
It's sometimes the social network can really blow goats, but sometimes it can be your friend if you got the right people to help you out and point you in the right direction.
Hey, if anybody's out there listening in blog talk land, got a nice little car you want to, you know, kind of bring forward.
You got to be in the Commonwealth of PA.
That's right. But if you are, give us a jingle or shoot us a message.
Shoot.
Yeah. And we'll help.
Emily.
Yeah. So you call us again, would you please?
They can post it to the show page because she just like and follow it. She will see the post.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make us the middle man. We don't have.
You'll never, you know, years ago, I was a newspaper columnist. I wrote a column about a single mother who had two little girls. And they had no car, and they wanted to go see the Christmas lights, you know, around Christmas time. Honest to God, I received a phone call from a man who said, hey, can you help connect me with that woman? I've got a car I want to give her. And he did.
I believe it.
So
I remember
there's angels out there.
It wasn't that long ago when I had three perfectly working vehicles and a motorcycle. They were low maintenance. I liked them. I didn't want to get rid of them. I had a Camaro, the Ranger, I had the Mustang, and I had my Kawasaki bike. It's like I liked them all. I'd rotate them around. They were not expensive to maintain. They weren't brand new cars. I said, here, Daryl, have this. I give Daryl some.
Right now, he doesn't have one to give.
I have nothing.
Or I know he'd be saying, hey, I'm going to pop up to PA.
I do that.
And
I even sold my motorcycle.
So, Shana, call us again. We can keep looking at this for you, okay?
Through that.
And everybody else, call us next time. We're going to be on the air tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow we're into the air.
And news for the soul.
The blog talk, folks, it's news for the soul.
Yes.
For the folks that are already like and following you on Psychic Love Doctor Show, you will see the notifications.
That's right.
But for Emily, if she wants to call in tomorrow,
she
should like and follow you tonight, so you'll get notified when we go live tomorrow, because it will not be on blog.
We'll be on 6 p.m. tomorrow Eastern.
Yep.
And 3 p.m. Pacific time.
And all sorts of other shit, depending on what other country you're in. I mean, we laugh, but we get on Blog Talk, we've got Japan, we've had Australia, Bulgaria. Africa.
All right.
Most of the continents have been represented well.
Hey, folks, we're going to get ready to sign off.
We are.
Shana, I hope to hear from you again real soon. Take care, honey.
Yes.
Okie dokie. Well, anyway.
She already said goodbye.
I am still building the academy, or it's really going to be Personal Prophecy University.
PPU, yeah, you know you. Yeah,
any of you that are interested in, say, playing around with this, I do have a book out there, and it's got lessons in it. And right now, for some reason, it's not on Amazon anymore. However, you can pick a copy of my book up. It's called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards.
Where did Suzanne get it from?
England. But I found booksellers in the United States.
Okay.
There's Abe Books that has it. Alibris, I think they're called Alibris.
Hmm.
We'll be putting up.
Very odd.
Yeah. But I don't know. It should actually be featured on
Amazon. Yeah. Oof. Amazon's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
A lot of places, Books a Million, I think, has it. So do like an internet search if you're interested.
What's it called again?
What?
What's the name of the book to search for?
The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards by Deborah Lee. And it won't be too much longer. We'll actually have a stack here that we can ship off to you.
Oh, you bought some?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. So we're now going to have to say farewell until tomorrow.
But yeah, we're working on it. We got about 3 minutes left for the Blog Talk, folks.
I want to leave you with the words of my grandmother who taught me this life-changing dynamic method of perceiving the future.
That was life-changing for me.
Learning how to, you know, manipulate your way around, navigate. She always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. So take care, everybody.
For a Blog Talk.
Yeah.
This is the Blog Talk, folks. Remember, with me all here alone, we say goodbye to them first. So want me to... Goodbye, Blog Talk, folks.
Yep. We are over and out.
Roger that. And now...